every now and then you get a day down here that just kind of reinforces the nature of this game and how humbling it can become. You know, so humbling that even Superman finds it tough at times. Now, there we were yesterday, the flower of the Toronto baseball media. Well, okay, there were a couple of weeds there as well. But anyhow, we're standing at the Yankees minor league complex watching Kevin Pillar take out a new bunting technique for a spin. That's kind of interesting. And a flop. I mean, just crater. I mean, this wasn't done in front of big league guys. It was on the Yankees minor league fields where Pillar and Devin Travis would literally run between a pair of AAA games to get in their at-bats as fast as possible, dodging fans along the way, cutting around, you know, Yankees prospects that had kind of gathered around to watch the big leaguers play. It was quite a scene. Pillar was supposed to have the day off while the team went to Bradenton. Instead, well, he wanted to roll out his new toy, not in Dunedin against amped-up single-A pitchers, but rather against the more controlled, composed AAA or AA pitchers in the Yankees AAA working group. I mean, I can't put it any other way, folks. It just didn't work. The elusive combination of foot, hand, and bat movement needed to bunt for a base hit. We're talking about a base hit here, not a sacrifice bunt. Pillar just never found it. You know, this is a guy who can catch a pea falling out of the sky from a mile up. It's a guy who can fly like Superman into the gap. But you know what? He frankly can't bunt to save his life. So I asked him what it meant, and he said, yeah, I guess it means back to the drawing board. Now, it's true that in terms of news, nothing much has gone on this spring in Dunedin. The lineup set, the batting order will fall in place this week. Josh Donaldson makes his first start today at DH, and Jose Bautista is due back from the WBC. And the rotation will fall into place as well for the rest of the season. There's not a lot of questions surrounding this team. I suppose we could talk about the bullpen, but there's not a lot of questions surrounding this team. It's a team full of older players, and this spring is all about fine-tuning and maintaining and preparing to get older bones and ligaments through 162 games. Folks, this is a team full of guys that have been here before, and so have we. This is the first of 5 days for the Jeff Blair Show in Dunedin. We'll bring you some of the sights and describe the sights that we see as the Blue Jays get closer and closer to what they hope will be a third consecutive trip to the postseason. We'll give you a lot of sound from spring training. We'll take you onto the field, into the executive offices, and probably have some surprises along the way.